Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 28. The Bible says, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Now, what we're going to study today has a lot to do with the tribulation, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the millennial reign. This verse is very similar to the one we find in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 12, which says, when the righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. We want to look at that. We want to see what's going on with that in the Bible, because there are many prophecies and stories in history about these very things to prove the truth of this verse, but also to help us gain a better understanding in it. Now, when it says here, in the Bible, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, I think immediately of Genesis chapter 3. Because you know what happened in Genesis chapter 3? The wicked rose. You see there, the devil came in the form of a serpent, who was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field, and tempted Eve to sin, knowing that he would be victorious if he could cause her to doubt the words of God. He took away her trust in God's words, took away her desire to follow God's words by messing with the words of God. He caused her to doubt the words. He took away from the words. They added to the words. They lied about the words. They changed the words. And she ate. Now after she ate and Adam ate, they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day. And you know what they did? The Bible says they hid themselves. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Why? Because the wicked had arisen that day. Because inside of their heart was revealed something that they didn't know before. And that's what we saw in the lesson on the wickedness of your heart. The wicked had risen. The devil was now in control. We know in Luke chapter 4, when the devil tempted Jesus Christ while Jesus Christ was in the wilderness, that the devil said about the kingdoms of the earth, he said, all this is in my power now, and I can give the glory of them to whomever I desire. Where God had put man in charge of everything that was down here, now suddenly the devil was in charge. The wicked had risen, and men were hiding themselves. That is a terrible day in the history of the world. The devil said to the Lord when he tempted him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. He got that day, and after that had happened, Adam and Eve hid themselves from the Lord. Tried to, anyway. You see, that sets a pattern and lets us know that when the wicked rise, men are going to hide. And we read several instances of that in the Bible. I'll give you a few. For instance, in Judges, we go to Judges chapter 6, and we notice that during that period of time, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And so Israel would go, and they'd be at peace for a while, and then a wicked ruler would come up upon them. Somebody like Sisera, for instance. And then God would raise up a deliverer like Deborah and Barak and destroy that wicked ruler, and then the Jews would be at peace again until finally they'd gotten so wicked that God would send somebody else in to judge them. Well, in Judges chapter 6, the Bible says in verse 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. So they're now being controlled by the Midianites. What happens? Verse 2. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. So they hid themselves to get away from the Midianites. They were afraid of being killed. They had to go and have a place to hide, a den, a place in a mountain, a cave, a stronghold. Some people have strongholds in their homes called bunkers or storm shelters or bomb shelters. I remember when I was a kid driving down one of the main roads in Victoria, when I was heading north, I'd look out on the left-hand side of the road, and there was all these pipes and things sticking out of the ground that came up in a J shape, upside down, so that the pipe came out and then turned and then headed back toward the ground but stopped short of the ground. So it was a J shape, upside down. And I can remember asking my brother, "What's that?" He said, "That's a bomb shelter. And that thing's turned upside down in case there's radioactive fallout. They won't breathe that stuff down into the shelter. That'll filter it out by turning it over like that, they hope." So that's what men do. Look in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 22. And here we're going to read about David. And he was running from Saul, who was wicked. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Look at verse 1. He was running from Saul, who was wicked. Now, Saul was the anointed king, so David wasn't going to kill him. He was just trying to preserve his own life. So in 1 Samuel chapter 22, look at verse 1. The Bible says, "David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. What'd they have to do? They had to hide. Where? In a cave in Adullam, because Saul was after him. David wasn't going to defend himself by trying to kill Saul, which he could have done, but since Saul was the anointed king, David decided just to avoid him, and the only way he could do that was to hide. Eventually, he even goes into the land of the Philistines and hides from Saul there, but whatever the case may be, they'll seek shelter in a cave, in a den, in a stronghold, in another man's country, something to get away from the wicked ruler. Look in Jeremiah chapter 41, and we'll see another case of this. And the reason we're looking at these is, well, it helps you to learn your Bible. You'll see these many instances. But then at the same time, it will help you to understand that we know wicked men are about to rule in this earth, and so it's not a bad idea to have a hiding place. Right? I mean, you think about that. Not a bad idea to have a hiding place if wicked men are going to rule, because when the wicked men do rule, people hide. That's the Bible. That's the typical thing. You've seen it in several instances that we've looked at, and you're going to see it in some more. Okay? All right, let's look at it. Jeremiah chapter 41, look at verse 9. "Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men." This is Ishmael, not the son of Abraham, but Ishmael, the man that killed Gedaliah and the men that followed him after Nebuchadnezzar had taken Judah captive. "Cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah, was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain." So he made a mass grave, but what did he do? What he did was he used a pit that Asa had made. Well, Asa's, you know, we got Rehoboam up there in Judah, reigning after Solomon. And then his son, Abijah, and his son, Asa. So this is the third ruler of the split kingdom. When Baasha, the king of Israel, came down to attack him, they built this pit as a hiding place. They made it for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. See, people will make pits and holes and caves and strongholds, anything in the world to get away from a wicked ruler. And Baasha was a wicked ruler. All right, now let's look at another case of this. In the case of the word Selah-Petra. Selah-Petra. Are you familiar with that? Selah. You'll read about it a lot in the Psalms. Okay? Selah is the place where the Jews will hide themselves during the tribulation to get away from the Antichrist. Selah-Petra, you've seen it. If you saw a movie in 1989, I think is when it came out, 1988, 1989, In Search of the Holy Grail, an Indiana Jones movie. All right, at the end of that movie, they go into a place to find the, they're looking for the cup that Jesus drank out of. And you see this city that is carved out of the side of a cliff, that's Sela Petra. You can go to your internet and type in Sela Petra, S-E-L-A-P-E-T-R-A, two words, Sela Petra, and show you that same view. It's that city that's carved out of the side of a cliff there. And probably 100,000 to 150,000 people can hide in there. That's where the Jews are going to run during the tribulation to hide from the Antichrist. You know why? Because the Antichrist is going to rule. His rule is going to be wicked. And so in order to get away from him, rather than try to cooperate with him, or rather than take the mark of the beast or anything else like that, the Jews are simply going to run and hide. Now God's going to take care of them while they're out there. He's going to feed them with manna. And they are also going to be able to survive down there because he's going to bring water out of a rock, just like happened in the wilderness when the Jews were going out there for 40 years away from Pharaoh before they got into the promised land. The Jews had a place to drink because they could drink out of the rock. Well, Petra, it's rock. They'll be up in a rock city, so God is going to miraculously give them nourishment during that time. Why? Because the wicked are going to rise. Listen, I don't know how much you know about history or how much you study about history, but you ought to study about Anne Frank if you're interested in hiding places. You could, again, go to the website and just do a search there with your search engine. Just type in Anne, A-N-N-E, Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Amsterdam. And what will come up is there's a great website there that shows you all about Anne Frank and the family's hiding place. Two families lived in there for 2 years, from July 6, 1942 until 1944. They were hiding from Hitler because of the extermination of the Jews. And they were fairly roomy quarters that they had, but they had it set up so that they would not be detected. They had it set up so they'd not be discovered. And they lived in there. They couldn't surface. They couldn't show their faces because people would then know where they were or who they were. And they thought they could escape what Hitler was doing in exterminating the Jews. Anne Frank, as you know, wrote a diary, and it's very interesting to read about all that. What's the deal? What the deal is that when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. And he knew, Otto Frank knew, that if they didn't make those preparations and provisions, storing all their food up in the attic, to prepare for what he thought Hitler was going to do, that they would never survive. Well, you know the rest of the story. You can read it, because eventually they're discovered and so forth. But it worked for a couple of years. Now, what you see in your modern history, what you see in prophecy, what you see in history is that this verse is true. In history, we saw the judges, we saw Asa, we saw David. In prophecy, we see what the Jews are going to do here. And in our modern history, we see Anne Frank. And there are other stories like hers. It's just that hers is one of the most well-known. Okay? Men hide themselves when the wicked rise. That's all there is to it. Now, you can't hide from God. If you are a wicked man and you think that when wicked man rise, you can hide and hide from God, I thought I'd just throw this in there for you. You're not going to be able to do it. It won't work. Psalm 139, David goes through a very thorough description of any hiding place that he might try to find when he's hiding from God. And you can't hide from him. Why? Well, this is why. David said in Psalm 139, verse 7, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there." Well, of course, you would have expected that. But a man flew up into what we call the heavens. He flew up into the sky. He flew up into the atmosphere, or out of the atmosphere. And he was one of the Russian cosmonauts. And he was orbiting around the earth at about 200 miles above the earth's surface. And he said, "I've seen for myself, there is no God." He thought he was in a place where he couldn't see God. God couldn't see him. "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there." God was there. He just didn't see him. but God saw the astronaut, or saw the cosmonaut. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. So he can't hide in heaven. He can't hide in hell. He can't hide in the morning. He can't hide in the darkness. He can't hide in the sea. You can't hide from God. And you know something? During the tribulation, there are going to be men who think they can. Because you see, what follows the tribulation after the wicked men rise is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ arises. And you think that during the time that you're hiding away from the wickedness, that somehow or another you'll be able to hide from God. You can't. Nobody can. The richest man on earth, who can have the greatest shelter and stronghold, any cave he wants, like Osama bin Laden, any stronghold he wants, like Hitler, any cave, like David, any pit, like Asa, it doesn't make any difference where you are. Because in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, when Jesus comes back, the Bible says the kings of the earth and the great men. Okay, there's the guys that have the power. The kings of the earth and the great men. They have the shelters. I'm sure there in Washington, D.C., they have a shelter for the president. And all these kings do. The rich men, those are the people that can afford their own stronghold or shelter. The rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman, every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, there you go. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Nobody. It doesn't make any difference what den they're hiding in, what mountain they're hiding in, what stronghold they're in. You can't hide from him. So when wicked men rise and you think by hiding that somehow you can hide from the wicked and then likewise hide from God, you're wrong. Because when Jesus Christ shows up, the wicked get it. And that will include you if you're not saved. They perish. That's what the Bible says. When they perish, you see, when they perish, they're going to perish. And every wicked man who thinks he can hide from Jesus Christ is going to perish. There's no way to get around that. The devil, the most powerful being in the universe, aside from God and aside from the Word of God, gets chained up by an angel during the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, chained up by an angel in a bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 20. And he's down there for 1,000 years while Jesus Christ rules. And then when Jesus Christ finishes his rule, the devil comes up out of that pit and then rounds up an undercurrent of wicked people that are rebelling against the Lord Jesus Christ and don't want to serve him. They make another attack on Jerusalem, just like they have in the past, and this time the Lord simply destroys them all by fire immediately. And at that point, there are no more wicked people on the earth, and we go out into eternity, and there's nothing inhabiting the earth but righteous people. And so the Bible says, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. And that's absolutely what's going to happen. Because we've prayed for the peace of Israel, and right now, what they're doing by men's ways, that's, you know what that is? That's wickedness. They're not going to be able to accomplish anything. What they're going to do is they're going to pave the way. This is the roadmap for the Antichrist, not the roadmap to peace. They're going to pave the way for the Antichrist to rise, and then men are going to hide. But eventually, he's going to perish, and when he does, righteous are going to increase. And that's why I like the way they're going, because you and I are living in the lifetime of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm confident of it. I don't know when. I thought he was coming 15 years ago, and he didn't then. So don't ask me to tell you when he's coming. I don't have a clue. But I'll tell you what, he's close. He's close. Got to be close. Look what they're doing. All right. Now, That Bible says that the righteous are going to increase. Well, this earth is going to be inhabited with saved people, and they are going to reproduce, and they're going to live just like Noah and them, those guys did for 900 years or however long, and they're going to keep on having babies, and this earth is going to be populated with righteous people. Look at Psalm 72. Psalm 72. And you're not going to have to deal with this kind of stuff anymore that's going on these days. Wicked politicians, you're not going to have to deal with that anymore. Not saying that every politician is wicked, but there have been wicked politicians and wicked kings and wicked military. And you're not going to have to contend with any of that anymore. They're all going to be gone. Thank God, man, I can't wait. Psalm 72, verse 7, in his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. I tell you what, now I don't think about much else when I think about things coming in the future except getting raptured out of here, being with the Lord, and then coming back and looking at this world the way that it's supposed to run under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't wait. Psalm 72, verse 16. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains, the fruit thereof. Okay, just a handful of corn, right? You plant it, the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of righteous people. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. I mean to tell you, I look forward to this day, and I pray that you do too. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch, filled with righteous people. The vine of the Lord will spread out and inhabit the earth. Look in Micah chapter 2, verse 12. This is a great passage. Micah chapter 2, verse 12. Here the Jews have been beat down. There's nothing left but a remnant. Now, I realize when I say I'm not looking forward to it in the sense of what it's going to do to the Jews now, not happy about that at all, because many of them are going to perish. I'm happy about what it means as far as the future fulfillment of the prophecies of God, but I'm very saddened by what it means for the people that are alive now that haven't trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're going to be beat down to a remnant. That means a very small group of people left. But notice what the Bible says in Micah 2:12. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. That little remnant will produce enough men to cause a noise of shout and glory across the land. And that's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, they got to get beat down before they can expand like that. The earth is going to be filled with peace, as we've already seen in Psalm 72. Isaiah chapter 9 tells us that the earth is going to be filled with peace during the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that peace is going to be limitless. The Bible says in Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So there's going to be no end to it. That's tremendous. That's incredible. That's great. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. I can't wait. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather have the wicked rulers of the day? I mean, you know, you vote and you get your candidate in and you say, this is the candidate that I want. The Bible just looks at all this, and these guys that are alive now, they may be good guys, they may be bad guys, whatever the case may be, they are basically now being controlled by the devil and by the Lord to bring about the events that are prophesied in the Bible. See, the heart of a king is like rivers of water, and the Lord directs it whichever way he wants. The Lord will turn it about like rivers of water. So he can make these guys go any way he wants to. But you know that what they're doing, whether you think they're good or bad, is leading to the rule and reign of the Antichrist. Now, you know what? He's going to come in as the best seller. He's going to come in as the teen idol, the American Idol. He's going to come in as the hot shot of the year, of the hot shot of the century, of the hot shot of the millennium. He's going to be Mr. Great. Everybody's going to love him, or lots of people are. You know what? He's going to be wicked, because what you'll see is the outward appearance, but what's on the inside is what he really is. I say what you'll see. If you're saved, you're not going to see him except from the other side of the crystal sea, thank God, because you'll be raptured out of here. But there will be a lot of people down here that will actually worship him and be glad for that wicked ruler. Now, would you rather have him who does everything that ends in destruction and death and disease and pestilence? Or would you rather have the righteous rule of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's an abundance of peace and where a remnant becomes a multitude and everybody lives forever? I'll tell you without any hesitation, I would much rather have the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, then, if you want that, you need a hiding place. And according to Psalm 32, verse 7, because the wicked are coming, right? The hiding place you need is Jesus Christ. Psalm 32, verse 7. The Bible says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. You know what you need? You need Jesus. And you need him in the worst sort of way. You hide yourself in Jesus. And when the time comes that the wicked rise, and all the rest of the wicked are hiding themselves down here in dens and caves and strongholds in the earth, you'll be hiding in heaven in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he'll catch you out of here at the rapture. And then when the righteous dominate and the wicked perish because Jesus Christ destroys them, you'll be on the winning team. You'll be riding amongst the armies of those who defeat the wicked, and you'll watch the righteous increase, and you'll be among them. I don't know if this is very stirring for you. I don't know if this is very moving for you. I doubt that it is, but I'll tell you this. If you're not saved, the best hiding place on this earth from the wicked is Jesus Christ. It's not your bunker. It's not your 10 years' supply of dried food. It's Jesus Christ. You better get saved, and you better get saved now.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.